Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia respects the decision by the United Nations' highest court that Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories and settlements are illegal. In a sweeping and damning advisory opinion, the International Court of Justice says Israel's occupation violates international law, and it has asked Israel to immediately withdraw and make full reparations for what it says are internationally wrongful acts. The decision also found that the UN Security Council, the General Assembly, and all states have an obligation not to recognize the occupation as legal, nor render aid or assistance toward maintaining Israel's presence in the occupied territories. In a statement, Minister Wong says the Australian government will move to deny anyone identified as an extremist settler a visa to travel to Australia. She says Israel should take concrete steps to stop the expansion of settlements, and she added Australia will be taking time to consider the full details of the court's decision. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu predictably rejects the court's decision, declaring it false and absurd. International law professor Mia Swart tells the South African Broadcasting Corporation that though the judgment is not legally binding, it does carry influence.
This judgment is also useful in the sense that the ICC prosecutor can rely on it. Should he prosecute Netanyahu and Gallant and other senior officers for the genocide occurring in Gaza? So it has that legal weight. It can be used as precedent. Of course, the concern is that the situation on the ground probably not be affected by this judgment.